This is KCUR 89.3. Medical researchers have made giant leaps in diagnosing Alzheimer's disease, which could make it possible to detect the illness long before memory and cognitive problems show up. But since there is still no cure, the question is whether getting an early diagnosis in the first place is even worth it. KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
Jose Bilardo of Lansing, Kansas, spent most of his career in the U.S. Public Health Service. He worked on the front lines of disasters in places like Haiti, Colombia, Nicaragua, and the Dominican Republic. But his wife Elaine says that at home, he was the soft-hearted parent who snuck after-dinner treats to their three kids.
So much so that when he was deployed, my son, one night, he was just crying, and he's like, "Why is a parent with empathy and mercy deployed?"
Jose was also unfailingly reliable. So when he forgot their wedding anniversary 2 years in a row, both Elaine and Jose started to worry.
We recognized something wasn't right and pretty much attributed it to being overworked and tired.
Then last year, when Jose was 50 years old, he got an evaluation at the Walter Reed Medical Center, which included an amyloid PET scan. His diagnosis? Early onset Alzheimer's disease.
You're fairly stunned up front. Your life is upended. You're shocked. You're frightened. Hopeless.
An Alzheimer's diagnosis can be so scary that many people would rather dismiss memory problems or other symptoms than investigate them. As a result, Alzheimer's experts think that only about half of cases are actually diagnosed. But that may soon change. Researchers are making progress on measuring Alzheimer's biomarkers, like beta amyloids, that could potentially identify the disease well before symptoms appear. John Morris at Washington University in St. Louis thinks we may be at the start of a revolution in the field.
We're trying to treat people prior to the stage of dementia, prior to the stage where memory and thinking are affected, in an effort to delay the loss of memory and thinking ability or even prevent it.
Even though such treatment is probably a long way off, researchers and advocates say there are still lots of good reasons to seek an early diagnosis. Alzheimer's has been typically diagnosed by observing a patient's behavior and running cognitive tests. This can be pretty inexact and lead to misdiagnosis or other conditions going undetected.
Not all dementing illnesses are Alzheimer's disease. There are many other illnesses, some of which can be appropriately treated. For example, sometimes a low thyroid hormone level can produce a dementia-like state, and that can be easily treated with thyroid replacement therapy.
A study by the Alzheimer's Association shows that with more accurate tests, early diagnosis could save $64,000 per patient over the course of their lifetime. And since the new diagnostic methods make it possible to detect Alzheimer's at an earlier age, patients can be more involved in planning for their future. That can go a long way to reducing the stress and emotional toll of the disease for the patient and their loved ones.
As long as they're able to interact with their family members about these lifestyle decisions, then I think they're still a contributing member of that family unit, and they still have a lot to offer to the family, and the family still has a lot to offer to them.
After Jose Bilardo's illness was diagnosed, the family rushed to get his affairs in order. They got in touch with the Alzheimer's Association, which provided support groups and other help. And before long, as Elaine explains, the shock started to wear off.
And so what I would say is after you get a diagnosis of something that is incurable and progressive and perhaps even aggressive, pause and breathe and think about where the person is right at that moment. Because at that moment, Jose was not dying. And at this moment, Jose is not dying.
Jose admits he gets overwhelmed at times thinking about the disease, but he tries to not let distress keep him from living in the moment.
I got responsibilities, man. I can't go away. I got kids. I've got graduations coming up. I got all this stuff coming up. I'm not going to let Alzheimer's take that away from me, that's for sure.
Researchers hope that by getting more Alzheimer's patients diagnosed early on, more people with the disease, like Jose, will be able to make the best of the health they have. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.